Let's go with the message real quick, and I'm late. Here we go. Real late. We've been in a series on relationships. We'll finish this one today, but actually we're just going to go right walk into even family stuff next week. So it's sort of even going to be sort of like the same subjects we'll be talking about. It's going to be cool. Let's do this one today. Relationships. We're the body of Christ. We saw that the last few weeks. Okay? What is my responsibility as a believer in Christ to other people? What's my responsibility in relationships? There's one chapter in the Bible, most people never get to it. They go right through it. It's Hebrews 13. If you have your Bible, that's where we'll be. Hebrews 13 this morning. Because Hebrews 11 gets all the big play because that's the faith chapter. Hebrews 11. And it is a phenomenal chapter in the book of Hebrews. But how about Hebrews 13? This book of Hebrews 13, it has its own little outline. As a preacher, you don't have to do much to preach this little chapter because it just lays it out plain Jane English. That's what I like. Here we go. Pop it up. What is my responsibility in relationship with others? What is it supposed to be, especially as a child of God? Number one, can you say that with me? Say it with me. Love people. Do it again with me. Love people. Pastor, I don't know. What am I supposed to do in relationship? I'm a Christian. What am I supposed to do? Let's practice. Here we go. Number one, love people. The Bible says, let brotherly love continue. You're always to be loving people. That is my responsibility as a believer in Christ. That ought to get you back home if you get lost out there. You know, you get all agitated, ill, frustrated, whatever. The call of God on your life in relationship with Jesus Christ, in relationship with others, say it with me again, is to do what? Love. Okay? And remember Hebrews 13. You can always find Hebrews 13, can't you say? Lord, I'm struggling. What do I do with this relationship thing that I got going on here? Hebrews 13. Another great one is what? 1 Corinthians chapter what? Yeah. I had just thought of that. Those are two great ones, right? 1 Corinthians 13, Hebrews 13. So, we're to love people. Now, I had lots of other scriptures, but for sake of time, we're going to park it right here in the book of Hebrews this morning. Number two, relationship. Look at what verse number two says. Be not forgetful to entertain what? Strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. So, the second thing, as a member of the body of Christ, as a person in relationship with Jesus, what is my responsibility in relationship to others? Okay, and that's flowing out of my relationship with Him. Number two, say it with me, hospitality to who? You know what that means? Don't just hang out with your friends. Church is not a holy huddle. It's something I've said for years. You know, I love football. I'm a big football fan. Love football. And I'm just praying right now Brett Favre get his ankle worked on. Yeah, that's right there. You know we talking right there. But anyway, back to the message. The church so often is a holy huddle. And in a football huddle, y'all do it sometimes. When they're all huddled together and the cameras are zooming in, all you see is their what? Their fannies, their rear ends. And to so much of our world today, that's what they see with us. We huddle together on Sunday morning, and they see our backsides. They don't see our good sides. We hide that. We don't get out there and work with them and entertain them and give to them and love on them. And that's huge. Y'all listening? We're not about a holy huddle. Amen? And some of those guys' rear ends in football, you know how big they are, say? It's not a pleasant sight. Amen? Come on! We're not about a holy huddle here at Fellowship, and that's not what our relationship is to be. We're to entertain strangers unaware. You know, we're entertained folk, especially strangers. Nothing wrong with giving this little pack of peanuts or whatever to somebody you know. I understand that. Sometimes that's some of the best things you can do in reaching people. I understand that. But do you have time for other people that you don't know, maybe that you don't necessarily like? They're different than you. That's what Jesus Christ can do through you. Amen? relationships. And what I love about that verse, because sometimes you do that, you won't know till you get to heaven. You've entertained what? Angels what? Unaware. You don't believe in angels, do you? I sure do believe in angels. Why would I believe in angels? That means I wouldn't believe the Bible. I believe the Bible. I don't know if I hadn't met a few. You ever think you've met an angel along the way? I mean, I'm not saying you have, but you could have said, man, that guy was like an angel. Somebody show up ever to help you out of a jam that just was there? Let me see your hand. I'm not so sure that they were an angel, but I know God, when we get to heaven, say, you know, no, he was just a human, but to me, he was an angel. I used him in your life. And you had opportunity to reach out to people. And you did. And did you know they were special people of God that you ministered to, and God blessed you for that? That's part of our relationship. I don't know if you caught that or not. Just let that hang in there. Okay? Chapter 13. What else? What else are we supposed to do in relationships? So I'm supposed to love people, right? I'm supposed to entertain who? Show hospitality to strangers. Does that mean I don't show hospitality to people I know? Of course not. That's easy, isn't it? Say. Number 3, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the what? We are to remember the ill-treated. Okay? In this particular situation, there were people putting their faith in Christ that were being bound and taken off to prison for their faith in Jesus. He's writing, if we don't remember them, who will? You expect the Romans to go out and bless them? It's up to us. There are people ill-treated. My mother was a woman like that. She was ill-treated at home, abused at home, hurt at home. One thing Mama didn't need is when she came to the church house to get hurt by another Christian. Y'all listening, say. We don't need to do that here. We don't do that here. There's 9 doors out of here if you're like that. That's not us. Y'all listening, say. No. But outside of these walls, we need to remember the ill-treated. We need to have compassion for people. My heart aches and bleeds for women in abusive situations. Women who've been left by some sorry man to raise her couple of kids or 3 kids, and she just struggles to make ends meet. I'm just telling you, that just breaks my heart. I was talking to a man yesterday on my dock after the men's prayer breakfast, and he was his mama had him when he was 15, and his grandma stepped to the plate and raised him. And he talked with such high favor and regard for his grandma for raising him and loving him. The church ought to be that kind of people. Amen? Remember those who are suffering. Remember those who are hurting. Am I driving you and boring you to tears this morning? Aren't there people hurting? How many knows? Maybe just try real fast. One person who's hurting or struggling. Can I see your hand? Be Jesus to them. Be Jesus to them. That cup of cold water idea. If you do a cup of cold water, you might say, well, that's not much what I did for them. That's not the point. Remember them. Help those that are suffering. Okay? There's a lot of people that are suffering, and it's no fault of their own. You ever known anybody like that? Say. It doesn't mean we just look out for those who didn't do it to help them. We need to help all people. Okay? But especially those who are being ill-treated, and they're children of God. They're in the household of faith. They're Christians, and they've been ill-treated or mistreated. The church ought to be there for people like that. Amen? Come on. Why do we do Pregnancy Solutions? Why are we part of that ministry? A, I'm pro-life all the way. Why? Because my daddy is. Okay, he's the one who gives life. But more than that, it's right. It's these girls in our community. Maybe they made a bad choice. You or they made a bad choice. Listen, when are you going to stop thinking? They need help. Amen? Let's love on them. And encourage them. So that's this idea here. Let's keep going with the chapter. Now here's the funny thing. Look at this. Relationships. He's writing this chapter, and then it says this one. Marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will what? Judge. So the fourth thing, so we're to love people. We are to entertain and have hospitality toward not just our friends, but who? Strangers. We are to remember and reach out and care for the what? Ill-treated. And then he pops this one up. Hold marriage in high honor. And this is what I've said when I've given this little talk before. Say it with me. Practice 1, 2, and 3 on your who? Yeah. My wife, I can practice love people on her. I can practice entertain, show hospitality to her. And I can practice 3, remember the ill-treated, because she's been ill-treated. Y'all understand? Say. So practice 1, 2, and 3 on your spouse. Somebody right in your house, God's given you an opportunity to show forth this relationship you have with Jesus, to put it on to him or her. Amen? Also, we need to hold marriage in high honor. We have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Someone give me the answer to this question. Our relationship with Christ is compared to what? What? Husband and wife. Our relationship to Jesus Christ that we have is compared in the scripture to a relationship between a husband and a wife. Is that true? Yes or no? Christ is the head of the church, and we are his what? Bride. Is that what the Bible teaches? Yes or no? So somehow I'm a believer in Jesus. Get this with me now. Come on with me here for a second. I'm a believer in Christ now. I'm in relationship with Jesus. But my attitude towards marriage stinks. And he created marriage. Is that correct? That's a problem. Okay? As a believer in Jesus Christ, no matter what your marriage is like right now, you have the responsibility to work on your marriage. Y'all listening? Well, you don't understand. Well, I just don't like being married. I'm glad Jesus doesn't check out on you, aren't you? Say, well, I didn't die for him on the cross. Sorry. I know stuff happens in marriage. I understand that. But we, the body of Christ, Christians who love Jesus Christ, who are in relationship with Jesus, who have a person living inside of us called the Holy Spirit of the living God, we of all people need to make every effort in our marriages. Amen or oh me? Amen. Hold marriage in what? High honor. Don't think you can cat around, sleep around, shack up. None of this mess. Why? It's evil. Okay? It's not right. If you call yourself a believer, I know it's not easy preaching. I know it's not easy. But the beautiful thing is, I could say in this room today, some of you would say, Pastor, that used to be me. That's what I did. Then I became a Christian. God started working in my life, and I realized this, and I got my house in order. How many could say that with me? Come on, let's testify to some in the room today. See what I'm saying? God has a higher calling for you. He wants you to be in relationship with him, and he wants you just to shine for him. Hold marriage in high honor. Amen? Did we get it? All right, I know I'm preaching. Something else, even in relationship with other people, and they see it coming out of us, and that's this 5. It's not out of line here. Let your conversation be without what? Covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. In our relationships with other people, we need to be people that are showing forth contentment. You ever talk to somebody and all they do is badmouth their situation? Say, they down on everything. They ain't got nothing. They're all this. Everybody mistreats them. Blah, 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 blah. The child of God ought to be a person who speaks with an attitude of contentment. Y'all listening or not? How many like to talk to somebody who's happy, who's content, who can even take the bad things in their life and see some good? You like talking to people like that? Say. How many like talking to somebody whose life really ain't that bad after all? But they look at it and it's just horrible, terrible, always bad, 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 bad. How many like to spend time with folk like that? Say, I just want to jerk them by the neck, shake them around. Yeah! Amen? Christian, we are, and I do this, I struggle with this some, but we are to show forth a contentment. How can people want Jesus if the life you have is a wreck? Amen? My God shall supply all you need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But you're always poor mouthing or bad mouthing. Amen? It's ugly. Is that a good part of relationship, say? He that is going to have friends, he must show himself what? Friendly, the Bible says. You try this. You just go out there and poor mouth, bad mouth, bad mouth, how bad you got it, how bad you got it. Come back next week and tell me how many friends you made. You might say I made five, but I'm going to track you because in a few weeks your life's going to be a wreck. Because all y'all going to gang up together and just be in a pit. Amen? Come on. Wow, relationships. I didn't write this. If I would have, I'd have stuck this in there, though. It's funny how we could talk about our relationship with Jesus, yet so often our relationship with the shepherd of the flock is not good. It is your responsibility. Look at it. Remember them which have the rule over you. That's not slave or ownership. That's not what it's talking about. Who have spoken unto you the what? Whose faith follow. Consider the end of their conversation. Another scripture. Obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your what? As they must give an account, that they may do it with joy. And that's what I do here. Pastor this church with joy. Amen. And not with grief. I don't want to be hooked up with that lady. I like the joy lady, not that grief lady. But that's unprofitable for you. What's the point? Let's keep that up there. Remember your pastor. What's the point? In relationship with Jesus, and we have a relationship with others, don't you think our relationship with the pastor of the church we attend ought to be in good standing? Say. I try all the time, and I'm not saying, this ain't patting me on the back, it's just something God laid on my heart to do. A, I can just talk candidly about a subject like this. I think that's unusual at church. I can just talk about y'all need to honor me and bless me and encourage me. Not many people can do that. You can't say that. I can. And I say it from experiencing it. I'm glad I'm not a pastor who has to get on the stage and say, y'all need to respect me and bless me and honor me and be good to me. I don't do that. I can talk about it because you already are. And we can be an example at Fellowship Church to other churches in our community of the relationship you have with me. You're my friends. Tina, I love you. Flat out. You and Lenny. Flat out, period. I'm not there and don't see you all the time. I understand that. But I can just say that. Isn't that great? Because it's not because I'm a great guy. It's because you have practiced this on me. Are y'all listening or not? This morning, five men crawled in a truck with me. You don't crawl in a truck here at 7:30 right out of your bed. You got to get up out of bed. You got to get up early. You got to get here. You got to then crawl in a truck. Amen? Those guys did that with me today. You know why? Because they love me. They honor me by their presence and being there in that truck with me. Y'all listening or not? Is that important, you think? Yes or no? Sure. If I'm going to be in relationship with Jesus and I'm going to have a relationship with others, don't forget the pastor. Amen. And I don't say that so much for you here, but you ought to. If you're new coming here, and you've been accustomed to just like disliking your pastor, distrusting your pastor and all that, there's nine doors out of here. But if you'll give me a chance, I think you're going to love me and I know I'm going to love you. If we have a chance at this relationship thing, are y'all hearing me say? Let's go ahead. How many have been burned at a church before? Can I see your hands? Hurt, hurt, hurt. Sometimes that's hard mess to get over, ain't it? Say. Well, I speak from experience, man. I know what it's like. However, because we are in relationship with Jesus, you and I are to be able to have a good relationship together regardless of what happened in the past. Where we came from. Y'all listening? Yes or no? Yeah, come on. Praise the Lord. We got to quit. So check yourself out. Check yourself out with some of these things we talked about today. How are you doing in relationship? And it's in the book of Hebrews. Amen. Chapter 13. So follow that sometime and see what you think. And we really would really appreciate you doing that. Let's stand together. Thank you much. We're out of time. I get off on this pastor thing. I could spend all day. Amen. I went to this pastor's seminar the other day, or whatever you want to call it, and we all sitting there speaking. There wasn't one thing that could come out of my mouth bad about Fellowship Church. That's not normal. Now, they thought I was a lunatic because of my way I am. But nobody left that room not thinking, that Pastor Gary has a good church. Amen? Yeah, that's a good stuff, man. Relationship.